Hello, and welcome to this week's audio edition of Fourth Day Letters, distributed by Broken Door Ministries. My name is Brian Pusateri, and this week's message has a strange title. The title is Crushed. The world can be a difficult place. Most of us, at some point in our life, will feel stomped on, crushed, or ground up by worldly events. Jesus was also ground down in this life and crushed by the weight of our sins. A quick examination of the process that a grape goes through to become wine and grain goes through to become bread reveals a striking similarity to Jesus' life. They too are crushed before they are perfected. Perhaps we need to go through the same process to become what He calls us to be, living food and drink for others. I invite you to listen to more. The process from vine or field to table is remarkably similar for grapes and grain. Here is what the process looks like. Let's look at grapes first. First, they are either crushed or stomped on. Second, they're fermented with yeast. Third, they go through a clarification and straining process. And fourth, they are aged and bottled. In a very similar fashion, grain is first milled by grinding stones, two, allowed to rise with yeast, three, kneaded and then baked, and four, packaged. Jesus gave His body to us as bread and His blood to us as wine. He is the food that sustains eternal life, so we see in John 6, 22 to 59. Now He's calling us to give of ourselves too. If grapes and grain had feelings, there is no doubt that the process from grape on the vine to wine in the bottle and the process from wheat in the field to bread on the bakery shelf would be excruciating. They must be crushed, ground down, and strained. Our life often resembles this process. It is comforting to know that the Master is with us, overseeing every step of our processing. We must remember that after the grapes are crushed and the wheat is ground, they produce the world's finest wines and gourmet artisan breads. So if you are currently experiencing the grind of life, the crushing weight of recurring sin, the everyday strain of human existence, or the fermenting process of grief, try to keep your eyes looking forward. We must never lose hope, never despair, and never give up. Ultimately, God knows that we can become choice wine and delicious bread that feeds others. God is preparing a great banquet, and we are called to be part of the feast. We must also remember that even before going through the processing, the grape and the wheat had to first be chosen by the vintner or harvester. God is that vintner and God is that harvester. He has chosen you. Look up Isaiah 43 verse 1. And He's chosen me to be bread and wine on His table in His kingdom. Jesus understands our brokenness and trials. He knows the crushing existence of this life. He lived it. He knows grief. He experienced it. He knows pain. He endured it. Jesus knew we would endure these things, and yet He still chose us. He has great things planned for us. Don't think for a minute, if you are going through a period in your life where you feel crushed and bruised, that God has abandoned you. God remains close to those who are broken, according to Psalm 34, 18 to 19, and He will not allow any of us to endure more than we can, according to 1 Corinthians 10, verse 13. As I said, God has great things in store for each of us. He expects us to be fruitful in His kingdom. He wants us to allow ourselves to be poured out and shared by others. He hopes that we will become part of His heavenly banquet. Knowing what God has in store for us, let's try to keep the grinding process of life in perspective. If we live our life with love and kindness towards others who are also being crushed down by this world, we might just become their communion meal. See Hebrews 6, verse 10. Pray that they will come to taste the freshness, sweetness, love, mercy, and compassion of Jesus in and through us. Now will you please pray with me? Heavenly Father, you know all about the pains and trials that we face each day. Give us the courage to face the process of sharing in your Son's cross. Father, like Jesus, please make my life food for others in need. Amen. I am Brian Pusateri. Please join me next week for the newest audio edition of Fourth Day Letters. Don't forget, you can always visit us at BrokenDoorMinistries.com. Until next week, remember to be the door, no matter how broken you may be, through which others can enter to encounter Christ. May God's blessings be with you.